What's up, y'all? Eric Kaiser, my spiritual awakening. And I guess it's time to kind of get back into the awakening process and really try to help some people out there who might be listening to this, who might be going through it, or maybe some people who just want to change their lives. But I want to talk about the ego, you know. Man, I look back at who I used to be, and I know who I am now. And I'll tell you what. The old me was a scary prick, you know. I look back to how mouthy I was, to how I would just, you know, if there was a problem with anybody, and I'm not saying I was the baddest ass person on the planet, but you would have thought I was because I didn't know how to back down. I didn't care if I got punched in the mouth. I didn't care any of that stuff. And I would straight just go up to people and just, I would say what I had to say. And if there was a problem, I was never afraid to throw hands. And you know, throughout my 20s and my 30s, I did some really stupid stuff, and it was all ego driven. And the importance of really dissolving your ego, and you have to get rid of your ego. It's the dream crusher. It's the thing that's keeping you from going anywhere in life. You know, if you were somebody like me, who I was an envisionary, I've had idea after idea after idea that were great ideas. Great ideas, million-dollar ideas, and I still have great ones, but now I'm learning to take action on them because, you know, I kind of got rid of that ego, and my life isn't about what it used to be, you know? My 20s and 30s, it was all about chasing pussy, going to the club, thinking you were the man, running on 100% ego, you know? Your ego will make you spend $110 on a pair of jeans that are built more poorly than the $29 pair of jeans just because of the label on the back of them, because you think in your stupid ass head that those jeans are going to do something for you in your social status or anything like that. Let me tell you something. Nobody gives a flying F about what jeans you have on, right? You can wear dirty ass jeans out and nobody will know as long as they're not stinking, right? Nobody knows but you. So that's where it comes down to, you have to understand that your ego will pull you in directions that your common sense would not allow you to do, right? My ego put me behind a wheel drinking and driving so many times that I've really destroyed my life, and that's kind of how I got to the point I am today, right? Chasing down personal development to the point where I just want to be the best damn human being I could be, and I want to spread that to other people to save them the amount of trouble, the amount of pain. You know, I don't know if anybody listening to this has ever laid there in bed and, you know, wondering what the point of all of it is, right? And not caring if you wake up the next day. You know, I have been that person, and I've had that moment many a times in my life, and I've even had it after I had kids. Like, and don't get me wrong, the tears would stream down my face as the thoughts were coming through, but the thoughts were still there. And, you know, the thing was, my ego was so damn big and strong that it would never get out of the friggin' way for me to start making the proper decisions in my life. I still just chase the wrong things. And that's what really screws us up as people, right? We just keep chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing. And then if you're like me, right? And I want to save all y'all who are trying to make a bunch of money so you can get the things that I accomplished without money, right? What's everybody want? You want the hot girl. You want this. You want the that. You want this experience, right? That's what the really nice car is for. That's what the really nice house is for. That's what the, you know, you want all the friends. You guess what? I did all that shit poor. And I think it was a benefit for me to do it that way. Because I got to the point that I had every experience on the planet. Threesomes, you know, banging girls out in VIP rooms. Having sex with chicks driving down an effing road in Atlantic City while your boy drives during the day. Yeah, with the T-tops out in the fucking car. Yeah, I done shit like that, right? And I got to a point where it all hit me. What the hell am I doing, right? What is the point of all this? Is it really this hard, right? And thank God for me, I had a fabulous mushroom trip one night. And It was when me and my soon-to-be ex-wife, we were having problems, you know. Here to find out, she was talking to a bouncer behind my back around the time, but it was a New Year's, and we were fighting, and she basically just went out and did her own thing and treated me like shit, and I ate enough mushroom extract to kind of what I thought. Now I know that you can't pass away from mushrooms, but, you know, it took me somewhere. And it showed me the way I was living my life. It showed me the people I was hanging out with. It showed me what I was chasing after. And it showed me, like, what the hell is the point of that? You know, your life isn't about being the cool guy with the drug addicts and the swingers, right? Your life is about your children. Your life is about the rest of the humans around you that you're looking at like shit that you should be putting your hand out to help them. There's a lot of people on this planet that have it way worse than each one of us, right? Unless you're sitting there and you're homeless and somehow you got a handle on this podcast, you probably have it better than most people, right? So what's that tricky-ass ego do? It just gets in the way. It'll cause problems all the time. It'll cause problems in your marriage. Like, I'm going into counseling and coaching. Not counseling. I'm not a counselor. Coaching, you know. I want to do family coaching. Not just marriage. I want to come into families and I want to separate the husband and wife. I want to rip the layers away, find out what bullshit's going on, find out whose ego is blocking stuff, see how they're treating their kids, see what they're doing in front of their kids, see what kind of activities they're doing, and build a life for them and put them on a plan for success. Because I'm sorry, you know, I wouldn't hire an addiction counselor that never had an addiction. Right? And keep in mind, I was social alcohol for 20 years, so I could do addiction coaching too. But I want to focus on saving families because the problem is once people break up, shit gets worse. Thoughts get worse. Now you're in and out of court tearing the kids apart. Now the kids are growing up with the worst thoughts in their head when if the parents would just realize, okay, this ain't going to work 100,000%. This is the way you got to handle things. You know, like my last podcast, I explained it, you know, this is how we have to do things. And the only way to accomplish that is getting rid of your ego, because if not, you know damn well you're going to sit there and have the thoughts of, I want to ruin this person. They hurt me. That's the wrong vibe, right? That's your friggin' ego talking. Just like your ego wants you to buy that stupid $2,000 watch, right? How about you put that $2,000 away for your kids so they don't have to work? Invest it in you and your future. Maybe open up a side hustle so you make more money so that way you could spend more time with your family. I hope more and more people realize that our ego is the one chasing after all the shit that we don't need. And our ego is the one that makes us work till we're 65 and then we die because, you know, all the processed foods that we eat in our time that's jammed down our throats all catch up to us right around that age and take us out before we can even collect our friggin' retirement. So as you listen to this today, I hope that, you know, you kind of look at your life and look at what's important. Is buying something important? Nah, not at all. You know, creating more time for your loved ones is the most important, you know? It kills me that I didn't get to watch my son grow up because I let my ego run my life. I let my ego chase the next party. I let my ego run the show because my ego was a pussy and it didn't want to face the facts that it needed to face at the time it could have faced them. So I ran from my problems and then I put my problems into a bottle or I surrounded myself with a ton of fun to not have to think about it, right? So once I got rid of that ego and I started to really look at life and look at the shit show that we're in. God, we're programmed, right? Everything on TV, bye. You know, everything you look around, like they're trying to kill us, right? God, it's such a trap. But if you get rid of your ego, you dissolve that sucker, you start to look at life and you start to figure it the frig out. And you also figure out there's a lot easier ways to life than killing yourself. And you start to realize once that ego is out of the way, you can start controlling your thoughts. And you could start just thinking about happy stuff. And you could start living in the now and not in the past, not in the future, in the right now where the good stuff happens, where you can actually think, right? Think of the actions that you need to take in your life to better your life, or take actions to make more money, right? Or take actions that have the balls to tell your boss to go jack off or give you more money. It's another thing, people. Don't let your works have you by the balls. If you've been there 10 years and you do a great job and they're treating you like shit because they know they can, fucking quit. I promise you. You'll be okay. You'll get a new job. Start chasing after the things that you care about. Chase after things you're passionate about. Put the ego aside. Don't worry about the brand new boat this year. Don't worry about replacing the car that only has 30,000 miles on it, so you can work some more freaking overtime to afford it. You know, I freaking had a guy today. He's a cop. Guy makes $69,000 a year, and he let his wife get in the way of his dream. You know, that poor guy could get freaking shot tomorrow. Or worse yet, have to work until he retires now because his wife wants to step in the way of a simple $2,500 investment that can change your life, because it sure as hell changed mine. I went from being a regular window tinter to be able to sit down and do podcasts whenever I want, because now I work from behind a laptop. I don't need to start work till 3 o'clock. I take calls until about 9 at my own leisure. If I don't want to work, I take the hell off. Nobody owns me, right? And I think a lot of that had to do with the way I changed. And I believe once you start following the rules of life and you start being a better person, better things come your way. So I know damn well the old me. What the hell great came his way? Jail cells, handcuffs, fines, probation, shit, right? I was living a shit lifestyle, so shit came my way. I hope y'all can definitely get rid of that ego, because on the other side, there's a beautiful person inside of you just waiting to live its life. But it starts with getting rid of that ego. And then once you get rid of that ego, you'll learn self-love. And once you learn self-love, you can really, really get inside yourself. That's when you'll start changing everything. That's when you'll look at your wife again and you'll fall back in love. And you'll fix problems that you didn't think were fixable. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I had to go back to taking calls. But love y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.